Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks, Rachel, and thanks, guys, for being back on the podcast today. We're thrilled that you tune into these every single day, and thank you for sharing them. I've seen all these posts on Facebook pop up of people sharing these podcasts. I'm so grateful you would do that. I think together we can partner together and export a little encouragement today. Hello, our world needs a little encouragement. I hope you had a great weekend. We certainly did around here at Sugar Hill Church. What a great week two of Nehemiah. If you missed it, please jump on the app, jump on the website, and watch the replay of that. And if you're a dude and you missed Man Church, man, it was a great, great night. You can still jump into Man Church. One of the easiest ways to do that is this Thursday night. We've got a 8:30 p.m. phone call or video chat, depending on if you have the app or not, or if you just want to dial in like a conference call. But it's a great way, 30 minutes, to check in with some dudes, get some encouragement. And man, it's just been phenomenal. And so if you want to jump on that call, just send me an email, Bobby@SugarHillChurch.com, Bobby@SugarHillChurch.com, and I'll connect you with Freddie, who's heading this up, and get you all the details for that. Well, Nehemiah, we've been marching along and just seeing what God does when he's building something in somebody and through somebody and in a place, and he gives this vision. And so I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about a different angle from Nehemiah, but it's this idea that there are major decisions we're going to make. There are big decisions we're going to make, and the Bible says that whenever we make those decisions, we need to count the cost. In fact, in Proverbs 20, verse 25, it says, "It is foolish and it's rash to make a promise to the Lord before counting the cost." See, every decision we make, it has a price tag. And so you've got to ask yourself, what is this decision going to cost me? And there's at least four areas that it's going to cost us: time, money, energy, and relationships. See, it is okay whenever you're making a decision or whenever somebody is asking you to make a decision, it is okay to say, "I'll get back to you." It's okay to put some space between the request and your response. Why? Because that's the only way that you can count the cost. Too often, I think we feel pressured. We feel pressured to say yes. We're people pleasers where we want to say yes, but I'm telling you, don't be pressured, because the law in life is this: that it is always easier to get in than it is to get out. And here's what I mean by that. It's easier to get into debt than it is to get out of debt. It's easier to get into a relationship than to get out of that relationship. It's easier to fill your schedule than to fulfill your schedule. Do you see the difference there? It is always easier to get into something than to get out. So be careful before you get in. In Luke 14, verses 28 and 29, it says, "If you want to build a tower, you must first sit down and decide how much it will cost to see if you have enough money to finish the job. If you don't, you might lay the foundation, but you would not be able to finish. Then all who would see it would make fun of you." When I started thinking about this fall and I started thinking about the stretch between now and the end of the year, there are some specific goals I had in mind. I had to think about that. I had to think about the price tag on my time, my money, my energy, my family. And in each of those areas, I know that there are going to be some sacrifices. But here's what I found. When I have a clear picture of where I'm going between now and the end of the year, and I begin to ask, is this worth it? I will say yes, because I know where it's going to take me. What's true individually of us is also true of our church. There are a lot of things we'd like to do as a church. There's a lot of things that we'd like to accomplish, knowing that every fall, there's going to be people coming to Christ. There's going to be people getting baptized. There's going to be people have their lives put back together again, marriages saved, food on their tables, purpose in their lives. When I think about all that, it's worth it. So here's the question you need to ask today, or I'd encourage you to ask today when you're making a major decision: is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it going to help me get to my destination? Count the cost today. Count the cost before you commit. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.